you are not publishing your podcast episodes on your website or even publishing the episodes that you guest on, you are shortchanging your podcasting ROI and missing out on multiple opportunities to leverage your podcast and convert leads. So today I'm going to share in this episode my cardinal rule of podcasting in my podcast leverage system, and that's publishing for results using podcast show notes. I'll share why, what styles you can create, and what to include. Let's get started. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey there. So one of my first rules in my podcast leverage system for guests or for hosts is to publish your episode on your website. Again, even if you're a guest, publish it on your website. And of course, to do so, you need show notes. So some people actually are still not familiar with that term. So when you go to a post on your website, you know, you generally, even for a blog, right? You generally have an image and you have a bunch of text. Sometimes you have a video and other elements in there, but the show notes is that written information about that topic, about that episode. And so why do you even need show notes in the first place? There are so many reasons. So I'm going to run through them here in this episode. One of them is the user experience. So think about the user. And I don't know about you, but I've gone to different podcast episodes and clicked on their link, gone to their website. And all it is a bio of the person, whether it's me or somebody else, if I've guested on their episode, their podcast. And it's just been a bio about me and like maybe even a sentence about the show topic. For me, as a user, as a reader, listener, it is not giving me enough information to make me want to click to listen, or if there's a YouTube video in there to watch. It doesn't pull me in. What's the benefit for me? Why should I care? Having that guest bio there about that person is not enough to pull me in. Speaking of the user or the listener, you also want to encourage user listener engagement. So if you have like timestamps in there, people are able to click on a piece of that episode that they love, or that like, ooh, I want to know that piece of information, or I need that solution. So they're going to click it and engage in the content. Same with if, you know, there is a video in there, they're more likely to listen and watch. Same with, I'm going to step into this a little bit further and talk about the visual appeal. So for me on my show notes, I have text and I've tried different styles. I kind of mix it up, but I do break it up with images and also quotes. So you can have like in big bold letters, one of the quotes of whether it's you or your guest, that is really like a punchy comment or an aha moment or a really good takeaway that is from that episode. And sometimes I create, well, not sometimes, always, I create, you know, quote graphics or tips, like little nuggets from the episode. And I will create in Canva a quote graphic. Sometimes I'll even put that in there, because when you go to a blog post or a podcast post, show notes post, you don't want to be reading this sea of text. Your eyes need to have it broken up, whether that's with images, headlines, larger fonts, and larger text. It just helps you skim as well for pieces of information that is going to relate to you and is going to be important to you. The other reason why you want to publish your episode on your website and use those show notes is that it gives you an opportunity to convert the listener, reader, whatever that may be, to become a lead. And if you're setting up your, I'm going to call it a blog page. Sometimes I just call it a post page. If you set it up correctly, you'll see on the right-hand side, there should be a sidebar. In other words, it's not a full width page post. And so that sidebar, you're able to pull in the feed of your Instagram to kind of like entice the listener or reader to go over to your Instagram account. If that's, you know, you're growing your Instagram, you can have call to actions to your Facebook page, your Facebook group, or one of your lead magnets or your signature course. You want to entice that person to engage in your services, in your lead magnet, to get onto your e-list. Now, the other reason why you want to publish your episodes, again, whether you're a host, whether you're a guest, is that you, when people are going to your website, they want to see, ooh, she's an authority on whatever your topic is. So when someone goes to my website, for instance, they will see that I not only host my own show, but that I also guest on other people's show. So automatically they know that I'm an expert in a specific field. They also know that I'm a guest expert that is interviewed on shows. Don't forget on your homepage to at the bottom or somewhere on your homepage to have that part where it shows like usually about 3 or 4 blocks where it shows recent episodes or recent blog posts, if you will, of your podcast and podcasts that you have guests on. Because then again, people are always skimming and going onto that homepage, even the about page, even the contact page. They're the most visited pages really on your website for the most part. And you want to make sure that you're showcasing your podcast and showcasing yourself as a guest expert there. The other handy thing about show notes is that it enables you or makes it easier to repurpose the content. So for me, my show notes are pretty elaborate. You don't need to do that much, but for me, the more the better. Not only does it give me the opportunity to SEO and optimize that post, but it allows me to pull out little snippets of information in order to create more social media posts. So I can create a tip, I can create a quote graphic, I can ask questions. And this whole repurposing and also multiplying the content is part of my 4-step leverage system, just so you're aware. So you can dive into that on my site as well. Now, you heard me mention search engine optimization. So, of course, creating a post on your website with all these show notes allows you to optimize that post so that you're able to rank for a specific keyword. Again, the title, the description, you know, I could do a whole episode on search engine optimization, honestly, but it allows you to rank. And so, for instance, I have some pillar pieces of content on my website, and I get a ton of traffic to those. And then I also get people reaching out because I'm ranking for those keywords. So it does actually give you leads and it creates more organic traffic to your website. Because then when you're sharing the episode, again, when you're sharing it as a guest, and that's the episode that you were interviewed on, you're sharing your post, your webpage, so that you're pushing traffic to you and your hub and your services and converting that traffic versus, you know, sharing an iTunes link or sharing the host link. You want it to be all about you and push traffic to what you're doing. Now that you know why you have to have show notes, and that is like what styles are there, right? Like, what do you include in these show notes? What styles are there? What are your options? The first rule of thumb that I do want to say, and I cannot stress this enough, is not to use transcripts. Please don't use transcripts. They are a handy tool to have to help pull out quotes or snippets or find little, you know, timestamps if you want to create a video snippet. Do not use them for show notes. They are impossible to read because it's how people speak, right? And how you speak is totally different than how you type or how you read. So it is just from a user perspective, it's brutal to read those. No use whatsoever. And it's really hard to weave in your keywords when you're trying to SEO the post as well. So please don't use transcripts. So some other elements that I've used is a summary. I always have a summary. And that is just basically like a paragraph that is an overview of like, you know, the problem of why you want to listen to this episode. And then a few tips or a few pointers, about what is covered in the episode. So again, as the word indicates, it's a quick summary of what you can expect from the episode. And that summary, honestly, if you're a podcast host, you can use that in a few bullets in the description that you put in your podcast host that pushes out to, you know, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and all your directories, instead of putting like all the show notes in your description that goes to Apple and so forth. So you can use that piece for that. You can also use the summary when you're sharing the episode on social media. So you do get kind of more bang for your buck, you know, from writing that summary. It is worth the time. You can use it in your YouTube description as well, if you're putting your video in your YouTube channel also. Some other elements that I like to use are timestamps. The beautiful thing about timestamps is that people click on that time and it jumps right to that spot that they care about. They don't have to like try to figure it out and skim and fast forward and rewind and all that. It just makes a super easy user experience for that listener. And if you're creating video snippets or reels from the episode, heck, it makes your life so much easier to find those timestamps of those golden nuggets that you want to share. Makes your life super easier. You also want to include, obviously, the resources that are mentioned in the episode. Make it super easy and put all the links there. Most people do, of course, if you have a guest, include the guest bio and the links and the website and how to connect with that guest. And if you have guests on your show, you want to do them that favor, right? They want you to link back to their website. They want you to mention who they are and what their expertise is, link to the lead magnet or resource that they shared on that episode. So you want to do your guest a solid and make sure you're including information about them as well. Now, in regards to the show notes styles, you can just mix it up. There's no right or wrong way, honestly, as long as you're not using the transcripts. So for me, I've done like the summary at the top. I have done bullets of the top key points that are shared in the episode. I've put timestamps, like the really short ones that are quick and dirty, like at 5 minutes and 55 seconds, I talk about this. I've also had timestamps where it's like a little bit more elaborate. So it's like, you know, between this time and that time, I talk about this topic. And then there's like maybe three sentences that elaborates a little bit more on what to expect from that topic. So there are different styles of timestamps, but again, super useful. I've also written show notes that are more of a blog style. So let's say I'm talking about my 4-step podcast leverage system. I could break out that the show notes basically like a blog. You know, I can say step one is publish for results, and then have like a couple of quick paragraphs about what I cover. And then like step two is distribution for maximum exposure. And then I can have a couple of paragraphs about that part and so forth. So it looks and reads more like a blog style with like, you know, subheadings. So again, you're skimming those subcategory topics and then you're reading those paragraphs. Another couple of styles is having like a question asked and answer. So like, here's the question that I asked the guest. And then underneath, you can have a paragraph. You can have just bullet points of like, you know, key things that the guest said to answer that question. And that is super easy to format. And you totally can use the transcripts from that. You know, put the question and then just put a few bullets of how that was answered so that when people are skimming the show notes, they can see what was covered. The other style that I've done is like key lessons learned. So what are the key takeaways or key points, lessons, aha moments, whatever you want to call them, that were you can take away from that episode? And whether you divide it up into categories, you know, we covered publishing on your website, bullet, 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 bullet of all the points that I've raised. Subcategory would be the show note styles that I mentioned, bullet, bullet, bullet of, you know, what I spoke about during the episode. So you can do that style as well. Now, last but not least, some other elements that you can include in your show notes as well are quotes. And I mentioned this earlier, you know, take some of the text, make it bigger, have nice big bold just to kind of break up the text and share some of those quotes that the guest, or again, if it's your episode that you were on someone else's show, don't be afraid to write those show notes yourself. Take control over that publication and the content that you're sharing on the show that you guested on. Share images, share call to actions. You know, don't be afraid to have an image in there that showcases your lead magnet. Don't be afraid to have an image that represents and showcases some of the tools that you use that you're an affiliate of. I do that all the time, and your affiliates appreciate it. And it gives you a sale opportunity. If someone's reading and skimming the notes and they see, you know, let's say there's a tool I use for the show notes, I'm not giving you all my tools away right now, that is. But if there was a tool that I used to optimize my show notes, then I can put an image in there and I'm an affiliate of XYZ, then obviously that would link out and the person can grab that tool and I get some affiliate money out of it. Bonus. You, again, want to share the resources mentioned in the episode, the bio and the info for the guest. If you have sponsors for your show and you're a host, absolutely feature your sponsor. Again, having an image, linking out to information about that sponsor. Embed the YouTube video. If you're recording the video version of it, put it up on your YouTube channel. Embed it on your show notes page. Some people like to watch. Some people like to listen. It's just another great way. And now that Google is searching for video content, it's really important as well. That's another really important reason to put your YouTube video on your website. And obviously, you're going to embed your audio player because that's how they're going to listen to it. And I do want to add on that if you're guesting on a show and you're creating your podcast post and you're writing your own show notes, don't be afraid to ask the host for the video, like the raw video. You can put it up on your own YouTube channel. You can embed that YouTube video on the post. Don't solely rely on the host to publish and promote the episode. Take that control back. Now, for a brief little recap here before I sign off, I just want to share a few common mistakes. One is not having any show notes, obviously. The second is only putting the guest information in there. The third is using transcripts. Ugh, hate transcripts. Not SEOing the episode and not ranking for a keyword on that topic and optimizing that post for search engine optimization. And don't be afraid to tweak the title. I've been a guest on, you know, lots of different shows but I will tweak the title in my WordPress so that I can rank for a specific keyword, if it makes sense. The image, even sometimes I will tweak the title. Doesn't have to be exactly the same title that the host has. Even my own episodes, sometimes the title that I have in, you know, iTunes and the directories, and on the image is slightly different than the title that I have on my actual podcast post. So in WordPress, because in WordPress, I want to make sure that it's optimized for SEO, but sometimes it's not super sexy, right? So I would rather have a sexier title on the image and in iTunes and so forth. So don't be afraid to tweak that. The other mistake is not breaking up the show notes with your call to actions, whether it's your affiliates, whether it's your own lead magnets or your signature offerings. And last but not least is not having that sidebar on your podcast post. Do not have full width. It's also kind of weird on the eyes when you're looking at it. You want to have that sidebar where you can take advantage of that killer real estate. And so last and not least, we do show notes for a ton of clients. Some clients, we only write the show notes, and then we even tweak those show notes and optimize it for YouTube so that that description goes with the YouTube version of their channel. So definitely go to smoothbusinessgrowth.com/show notes, and you will see our show note services there so that you can get show notes super easy without even thinking about it. Just have them all done and optimized. And obviously for many of our clients, we take it one step further, take those show notes and create great content. Of course, the repurpose and the multiply step in the podcast leverage system. But if you so desire and you just need show notes, that's okay too. We can take that off your plate. So I hope that inspires you to start creating show notes. You can even go back to your past episodes that are getting lots of traction and make sure you optimize those pages and create some good content out of it. So that's it for this week, folks. Happy show notes writing. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you want to leverage your podcast for higher ROI, then get my free podcast leverage system training at leverageyourpodcast.com/free.